Well, the USDA has released their weekly crop progress report, and once again, and I know I sound like a broken record, but we continue to play a game of catch-up.
Denting across the Midwest now, 23% overall of the U.S. corn crop dented by August 25th, still behind the five-year average of 45% and way behind last year's drought-rushed crop that was 73% dented by August 25th. Among the major Midwestern states, Missouri leads 49% dented. Not too far behind that, Nebraska and Illinois 29% dented, but like the national numbers, all way behind average and last year.
And because in some areas there's too much heat or too much moisture, the crop's quality is faltering as well.
From 61 to 59%. At the same time, corn rated very poor to poor, inched upward from 13 to 14%. We continue to watch the creeping of very poor to poor crop conditions upward in states like Iowa, going from 18 to 21% very poor to poor. North Dakota, fairly marked climb from 11 to 19%.
And the same holds true for the soybean crop, where now just 59% of the crop is rated good to excellent, and the poor to very poor aspect of the crop has risen.
And at the same time, very poor to poor soybeans up from 11 to 13%.
Now, because of crop conditions and obviously the fear of an early frost, we have seen a recent rally on the commodity front. As far as holding these prices, though, Jerry Bangy says when it comes to soybeans, he thinks because of this year's demand, they will hold up.
Increase in livestock numbers and the need for more soybean oil for biodiesel. And we're looking to China to keep our export demand very strong. So we may see some modest buildup in soybean inventories during the year. But unless the production number changes a lot from the August forecast, the stocks are going to remain relatively tight on soybeans, suggesting to me that in the scheme of things that soybean prices probably will hold value a little more than corn prices during the upcoming marketing year.
Well, speaking of our current prices, another strong day on the cheese market, especially barrels. They gained 6.25 cents to top at 170.5 cents per pound blocks, up 2.5 to 169.5 cents, while AA butter sits at $1.39.5 per pound. Our Class 3 prices, they were higher as well. August up to $17.89, September $17.60, November off to at $17.67, while December that was up one to $17.20. Strong day though on the Board of Trade. September corn up 20.25 to $5.17.5 per bushel. December up 30 cents to $5.01.25. Beans for September up 62.5 cents to $14.29.75. November up 61.5 at $13.89.5. And September wheat up 20.25 to $6.55. Reviewing our livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 78 to a top of 94. Most of the slaughter cows, 61 to 77. Replacement bull calves, 50 to 145, a top at 160. Heifer calves, 60 to 140, while the fed cattle have the choice beef steers and heifers to $1.19, and the Holstein steers from 96 to 108. Butcher hogs, 60 to 72, and the market lambs, 114 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agriculture front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.